Welcome to Maseches Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph Mishnah Ches, Chapter 1, Mishnah 8. The Mishnah says, Ve'in ois in tachshitim l'avodah zarah, you're now allowed to craft jewelry for idols. For example, kutla'is, necklaces, nizamim, nose rings, tabois, rings for the fingers. Rabbi Lezer says, besachar mutter, if the Jewish craftsman is being paid to do it for the guy, it's permissible. Now, many people take out this line because why would it be permissible just because you're getting paid? You're still doing stuff for avodah zarah. Continues the Mishnah in Meichel Hem, you're now allowed to sell to non-Jews in Eretz Yisrael, b'mechobel karka, things that are attached to the ground, like a tree that's attached to the ground, or grain that's still attached to the ground. Ava Meichel, but the Yisrael could sell to the non-Jew, misha yikatzeitz, after it's already been cut. So you could sell him a whole tree, even as long as it's been disattached, or you can sell him grain once it's been harvested. Rabbi Huda says, Meichel Hulai, you're allowed to sell to him while it's attached. Amanas Lakar, it's on the condition that he will cut it. Continues the Mishnah. In Maskir Lembachim Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to rent houses to non-Jews in Eretz Yisrael because there's a gezeira you may come to actually sell it to them, and if you do, you violate Lesachanim, as we explained previously, giving them a residence in the land. Vein Tzarech Lemer, and certainly you cannot rent to them Sadois fields. First of all, you may come to sell them fields. And number two, by doing that, you're taking away the maestros that are given from this land. Until this point, there's mitzvahs that are being performed with it all the time, and now they all go away because there's no maestros when a guy owns something.
Vesuria. And in Syria, that David HaMelech conquered Syria, and it doesn't have the same level of Kedusha as Eretz Yisrael. Maskir and Lembat and Halachas, you're allowed to rent homes to them. We're not concerned that maybe you may come to sell them. Because even if you do, you don't violate the Torah prohibition of Leisuchanim. Avalei Sadas, but fields you cannot, because by selling them a field, there is maestros that are given, at least in Syria, and you're taking away the opportunity for a field to give forth maestros. It's outside of Eretz Yisrael, Merch Lembat, and you're allowed to sell them homes. Maskir and Sadas, and you could rent out fields. However, even in Chutzlarts, we don't let you sell fields. Maybe you'll come to sell a field in Eretz Yisrael. Div Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi says, Be'eretz Yisrael maskirin lembatim. In Eretz Yisrael, you could rent them homes, and we're not concerned that maybe you're going to come to sell them. Avaloi sodos, but not fields, because then you're taking away the opportunity for maestros to be given from the field. Ubesuria, but in Syria, Meichrim batim, you're allowed to sell homes, because Rabbi Yossi's opinion is that David HaMelech's kibush, David HaMelech's conquering Syria, did not give it Kedusha Eretz Yisrael whatsoever. Umaskirin sadas, and you're also allowed to rent out fields, but you can't sell them because since it's close to Eretz Yisrael, if we allow you to sell fields in Syria, you may come to sell fields in Eretz Yisrael. However, b'chutzlaretz and chutzlaretz, moichrin elav elu, homes, fields, the halacha is, since it is not near Eretz Yisrael, they didn't make a gzeir, and halacha is you could sell it on both the homes and you could sell the fields. There is one more additional thing, which the Gemara says that you can't sell rent three homes to three goyim, because that turns it into a shchuna, that turns it into a neighborhood, and that's a problem, that's an issue. Let's see Mishnah Tes, Mishnah 9. Af makom shomru mahaskir, even the place that the Chacham permitted a person to rent a house to a guy, according to Rabbi Meir, in Syria, and according to Rabbi Yossi, even in Eretz Yisrael, lo lebeis dir amu. No one ever said to rent it to them to live in there, just as a storage house or to use it for something else. Because the guy's going to bring an avodah zarah, and the pasuk says, "Do not bring an abomination, an avodah zarah, into your home." Finally, the Mishnah says, "Whether in Eretz Yisrael or Chutzlartz, lo yaskir leis hamerchatz, you cannot rent out to him a merchatz, a bathhouse owned by a Jew, because it retains the name of the Yisrael." And when the guy who rented it goes and he starts heating up fires on Shabbos, people say, "Ooh, look at the Jewish bathhouse! It's open on Shabbos." Therefore, the halacha is that it's prohibited to do so. We wish you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.